Blog Talk Radio.
Week in Memphis this week, so it's Elvis week here at the TCB Network, where we know how, the TCB. I've got some really good Elvis songs in the studio today. Oh my goodness. You know, this year is 42 years since he left the scene. My gosh, that's crazy, right? 42 years. Anyways, if any one of you listeners are at Elvis Week in Memphis at Graceland, please, by all means, call in the studio so we can have a chat. I want to hear from y'all live from Memphis. That would be great. The number is 917-889-7866. I would love to hear from all of y'all visiting Graceland and Memphis. Anyone else? Go ahead and call in, too. It don't matter. Today is a free-for-all. I'd like to hear from my listeners. And let's let's have a good Rockin' Elvis Day, okay? TCB. Now, as I said before, it is Elvis Week this week. It lasts 7 days. It started a couple of days ago, and it's going to roll on through the rest of the week. It started out with, of course, Elvis ETA contest. It started out with an auction. It started out with people buying tickets and going to Graceland and to the shops and buying whatever they could buy. It's a big hoopla there this time of year. But I'd like to remind you guys that the only reason why it's a hoopla is because everybody loves Elvis Presley. And nobody will ever forget the man. The image. The icon. The phenomenal person that he is. So, my first song today, I'd like to play you one of my favorites. This is High Heel Sneakers.
Put on your red dress, baby, 'cause we're going out tonight. Yeah. Put on your red dress, baby, 'cause we're going out tonight. Oh, yeah. Well, now wear some boxing gloves in case some fool might start a fight. Put on your high heel sneakers. Put your wig hat on your head. Alright. Put on your high heel sneakers. Slap that wig right on your head. Alright. Well, I'm pretty sure now, baby. Pretty soon you're gonna knock 'em dead. To the mess around. I some boxing gloves. In case some fool might start a fight. That we had on your head. You hear what I say? Put on your high heel sneakers. Slap that wig right on your head. Well, I'm pretty sure now, baby. Pretty soon you're gonna knock on the door.
All right, High Heel Sneakers. That came out in 1967, by the way. I hope you guys enjoyed that. As I said before, it is Elvis Week in Memphis. So it's Elvis Week here at the TCB Network. And I want to hear from you. If you're in Memphis right now, please do call 917-889-7866. I'd like to hear about your experience. I would like to hear about your experience all week this week. So the phone lines will be all open with every show I have except for Friday. But guys, call me. Call me. We must talk about Elvis Week. Okay. I have noticed that for the last few years, there are a lot of Facebook groups on Facebook, Elvis Facebook groups. And what they do is they all get together per group and get money together and make these big flower arrangements, and then they get them either shipped or someone they know takes these arrangements that these Facebook groups make. And now, what I have been hearing, though, there has been a lot of problems this year with the money going in, the people buying it, designing it correctly. Some people are pocketing most of the money, designing a crappy one and putting it down for their group so they can pocket money. Some people are messing up the designs altogether. Let me tell you something, guys. In my group, we don't do that. We don't collect money for a memorial to be placed in meditation gardens because here at the TCB Network, we don't believe in that. There's no reason for a memorial because, as you guys know with my disclaimer, and it's my belief, I believe he's alive. So what's the point of having a memorial? But anyways, whether it's what you believe or not, I'm just throwing it out there. Guys, be careful who you throw your money to on Facebook. It might be a scam. Just be careful out there, guys. I just wanted to remind you, I saw a video the other day. And it had all the arrangements. And then I've been seeing people post about those arrangements. And a lot of the groups aren't happy about what got arranged. So be careful out there, guys, in the Elvis world. Because the Elvis groups aren't always what they seem to be. But come to mine, because mine's completely truthful. I don't play around, and I don't do that to you guys. My group on Facebook is The Truth About Elvis on the TCB Network. And we'll bring you in, and you can be one part of the E-Happy family that we have. Now, my next song today is A Mess of Blues, so enjoy it.
I can't eat a thing all day. get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going and leave my blues behind. Since you're gone, I got a mad lot of blues. Whoops, that goes a teardrop rolling down my face. If you cry when you're in love, sure ain't no disgrace. I gotta get myself together before I lose my mind. I'm gonna catch the next train going and leave my blue behind.
Miss of Blues. Now, as I said before, guys, it is Elvis Week. Call me in the studio if you're in Memphis right now. I'd like to hear from you. 917-889-7866. Wow, 42 years. 42 years. As long as I've been on this earth. That's a long time. 4 decades. You know? And it, every year it keeps getting bigger and bigger and louder and more chaotic and more money being thrown here and more money took from there. Memphis has become a big circus, especially this time of year. Eventually you're going to go to Memphis and you're going to look across the street from Graceland, and I guarantee you're going to see an amusement park. It's going to be called Elvis Land. Anyways, I'd like to play my next song, All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up.
All right, and we're all shook up for Elvis, or y'all wouldn't be listening to my show today or any other day. Elvis has been in everyone's hearts since 1955. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't 56 when he first came out. No, guys, we did a whole show about it. You know, really, practically, it's 1954. But he didn't get famous until 1956. But everybody who was lucky that got to see him during the 2 years, during his youth, the 2 years that he was going on the road with the Louisiana Hayride, then they'll they'll tell you something different. They'll say, oh, no, he was famous in 1954, only because they saw him on stage. Small or big, it did not matter. Elvis Presley is in America's hearts, but also the whole world. You know, he never got to travel different countries, but that's the one thing he always wanted to do. To travel different countries, to play the stage in different countries. Oh, but we all know the story on that one. The colonel prevented it because the colonel was an illegal alien, and he was afraid that if he took Elvis out of the country, that he'd have a hard time getting back in. So, guys, read your history books on that one, because that is true. Now, the next song I'd like to play is Burning Love, because we are burning with the love of Elvis, aren't we, guys? This is Elvis Week here at TCB Network. So enjoy.
I got your melancholy baby. It's built like a melon and the face like a collie, man.
That was Burning Love. Now, I played this song for you probably about 2 weeks ago, but it's a good song, guys. It's a remix, and don't shake your head because this is actually a good one. This is Find Out What's Happening. Enjoy.
Baby, you know me well. You know me what I say. Before I say farewell, I give you just another day. You better
find out what's happening. Find out what's happening before long.
If you don't
find out what's happening,
you're gonna find out that I'm gone.
Find out what's happening. Now let me tell you a little bit of things here. Elvis, of course, is an American singer and actor icon, regarded as one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century, folks. He is often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply the King. He was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, January 8, 1935. He's the surviving twin of firstborn brother Jesse Guerin. He was born 35 minutes before Elvis. Sadly, was stillborn. Mm-hmm. They say all kinds of things about him throughout the years, but the one greatest thing that he achieved in most of his life was just being able to sing like nobody else could ever sing. There's not a singer in the history of music that has sung as Elvis could sing. Nobody with the range, nobody with the energy. It's just all in one wrapped up package, you know? Elvis was 13 years old when his family packed up and moved to Memphis, Tennessee. His music career began there in 1954, recording at Sun Records with producer Sam Phillips, who wanted to bring the sound of African-American music to a wider audience with a white voice. Presley on rhythm acoustic guitar and accompanied by lead guitarist Scotty Moore and bassist Bill Black was a pioneer of rockabilly, an untempo, backbeat-driven fusion of country, music, and rhythm and blues. In 1955, drummer DJ Fontana joined to complete the lineup of Presley's classic quartet, and RCA Victor acquired his contract in a deal arranged by Colonel Tom Parker, who would manage him for more than two decades. Of course, we all know Presley's first RCA single was Heartbreak Hotel. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is history after that, folks. Let me play you a song right now to get y'all shaking in your shoes. This is the song, you're going to like this, Let Yourself Go. Very sexy song.
Oh, baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about. Now don't be afraid, just relax and take it real slow.
Yourself go. Now, as y'all may be at Graceland right now, or y'all could be in Memphis, traveling around Beale Street, or shopping, or doing whatever y'all do during Elvis Week. But I'd like to give you a little brief history of Graceland here, since you guys are probably touring it as of we speak. Elvis bought Graceland when he was 22 years old. In 1957, Elvis shelled out $102,500 for Graceland, the Memphis mansion that served as his home base for two decades. It's situated on nearly 14 acres of land, guys. It was built in 1939 by Dr. Thomas Moore and his wife Ruth on land that once was part of a 500-acre farm dubbed Graceland in honor of the original owner's daughter, Grace, who was Ruth Moore's great aunt. The Moore's White Column home also came to be known as Graceland. And when Elvis purchased the place, he kept the name, of course. Yes, he did. So he also had a number of other properties over the years, including the addition of the music-themed iron entrance gate the Jungle Room with an indoor waterfall, a racquetball building. After finding out President Lyndon Johnson enjoyed watching all three network news programs simultaneously, Elvis was inspired to have a wall of built-in TVs installed in his home. But in 1982, 5 years after Elvis left the stage, his ex-wife, Priscilla Presley, opened the estate to the public for tours. Some 600,000 fans a year now flock there. Elvis's only child through wedlock, Lisa Marie Presley, inherited Graceland when she turned 25 in 1993 and continues to operate it today. Even though she only has about 15% shares now in EPE, pretty much it. But think about this. You know, in 1957, $100,000 was a lot of money. But by 1957, Elvis already made his first million. Think about that, guys. Now, for my next song I'd like to play you guys, it's a good one. It's called Make Me Know It.
Say that you love me, then swear it to be true. But if you care, come over here and make me know you do. Come on now,
make me know it.
Then go ahead and show it. But if you care, come over here and make me know you do. You say you've got kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but to make me know.
Make me know it. It's a good one. Now, here's another good one for y'all listening in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's the song, Memphis, Tennessee. Enjoy it.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party trying to get in touch with me. Could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Marco took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. We'll be right back. cheeks that trickled from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. Now, guys, let me tell you a few things about Elvis that maybe you guys didn't know, and maybe some of you guys already know. Did you know that he only played 5 concerts outside the U.S., all in a 3-day tour of Canada in 1957? Many believe that the reason why he never toured abroad, like I said before, is because his longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker, was an illegal immigrant from Holland who would have been deported had he applied for a U.S. passport. Also, Colonel Parker is said to have always had an eye for talent and for a quick buck. Prior to managing Elvis, Parker reportedly painted sparrows yellow and sold them as canaries. Elvis, of course, 6 feet tall and wore a size 11 shoe. Now, we don't know what it is today because you kind of shrink when you get older and your shoe size gets different, but that's what it was according to, you know, what I learned. The recording hound dog in the studio, Elvis reportedly demanded 31 takes. He just couldn't get it right. It didn't sound right in his head. 31 takes it took for Hound Dog to get made. Yep. Performing Are You Lonesome Tonight in Las Vegas in 1969, Elvis did one of his frequent lyric changes to amuse himself. Instead of, do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there, he sang, do you look at your bald head and wish you had hair. Let me play you guys the next song here. You'll like this one. This is called If You Don't Come Back.
Thank you.
Okay, play that funky music, Elvis. Play that funky music, right? Oh, that's a good song. I enjoy it anyway. Now, let me give you some more facts here you might not know about. Elvis's hit, It's Now or Never, in 1960, inspired a prisoner who heard it in jail that he vowed to pursue a career in music upon his release. The artist that was in prison listening to It's Now or Never was Barry White, and he was serving a 4-month sentence for stealing tires. So look, he influenced a man. He also influenced Tom Petty. It's true. Elvis and Priscilla's only daughter, through marriage, Lisa Marie Presley, was born in 1968. Lisa Marie later married Michael Jackson and actor and Elvis obsessive enthusiast Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is reportedly the only person outside of Presley's immediate family to have ever seen Elvis Graceland's bedroom. Wow. Kind of makes you think, did he marry Lisa Marie just to get his foot inside Elvis's bedroom? Because that marriage did not last very long. Following his divorce from Priscilla in 1972, Elvis was said to have allowed good-looking girls who waited outside Graceland to enter after hours. Some lucky ladies got to come in a lot when Priscilla divorced Elvis. Actually, one night it ended up being 152 women Elvis let inside Graceland. Wow. 152 women. I couldn't even imagine what that place looked like. All those ladies running around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elvis was also distantly related to former U.S. presidents Abraham Lincoln and Jimmy Carter. Did you guys also know that Elvis recorded more than 600 songs, but did not write any one of them? He couldn't write the songs, but he could take the covers of songs and make them like he was the one that made it in the first place. He could take a cover and make it magic. Mwah! Perfection. Speaking of, I'm going to play one right here. A good song, guys. This is called Never Been to Spain.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose. I can't refuse. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles, so I headed for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. Be near and boy, you're so good, Lord.
All right, that was Never Been to Spain. Now let's keep going on the facts here. If you guys know these, it's fine. If you don't, hey, you learned something new. Now, Elvis's popularity faded in the 1960s, in the middle of 1960s, with the rise of the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and other bands. He successfully relaunched his career with the 1968 television special that came about because Elvis had walked down a busy Los Angeles street and no one recognized or approached him. And that's when he knew he needs to get his butt back on stage. Another tidbit you guys probably didn't know, but if you do, congratulations, but you're probably going to blush at this one. Elvis's special name for his member, his body part, was Little Elvis. Oops, Little Elvis got himself in a lot of trouble at times. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed my show today. Pretty good information going on today. The songs were pretty good, if I have to say so myself. Now, tomorrow, for our Elvis Week special, I'll be doing an Elvis Gospel special at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, okay? Wednesday will be Jenny's show, Simply Music with Jenny. Thursday will be Shauna's Rockin' Elvis Week at the Little Circle G at 1 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be an hour and 30-minute show. Friday night is Elvis Memories of the 1950s Part 2, and that'll be at 10 p.m. Eastern as always. Now, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed the little tidbits that I gave you guys, including the Little Elvis reference. But I love y'all, and I hope whoever is in Memphis and in Graceland right now, I hope y'all are enjoying yourselves, and just make sure that you have a safe trip home wherever y'all are from, and know that we all welcome y'all into our hearts, because Elvis Presley brings people together, and I didn't really realize that until I started my own show, and I have groups. Elvis brings so many of his fans together. It's unbelievable. And he still does it to this day. Well, that's all I have to say here at Elvis Rockin' Monday. Mwah. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys tomorrow during my Elvis Gospel Show Hour. Thank you so much. And here at the TCB Network, we know how the TCB. And I will see y'all on the flip side tomorrow. And until then, I'm going to play you one of my favorites. This is Promised Land, everybody, because we all live here in the Promised Land, and I love each and every one of you. TCB.
Oh, get on.
Promise.